Giada Valenti, the Italian voice that found a second home in America. How an Italian artist built emotional connections with audiences across the United States. Giada Valenti, the Italian voice that found a second home in America. When people talk about Italian artists who managed to build a loyal audience in the United States without completely changing who they are, the name Giada Valenti deserves far more attention than it usually gets. Her story is not the classic Hollywood-style overnight success. It is quieter, slower, more human. And maybe that is exactly why many Americans connected with her music in the first place. Born in Venice, Italy, Giada Valenti grew up surrounded by the kind of atmosphere that Americans often romanticize when they think about Italy. Old streets, family traditions, emotional conversations around the dinner table, music echoing through historic squares, and a culture where emotions are not hidden behind walls. But unlike the stereotypes often sold abroad, her path was not built on fantasy alone. It was built on persistence. Before moving toward the American market, Giada had already developed a strong connection with music in Italy. She studied piano and voice from a young age and gradually developed a style that blended classical Italian influences with more contemporary international sounds. Her voice carried something familiar for American audiences who grew up listening to singers like Andrea Bocelli or Laura Pausini, but with a softer, more intimate tone. The United States has always had a strange relationship with Italian culture. Americans love the imagery of Italy, but not every Italian artist manages to translate that fascination into a real career overseas. Giada Valenti did something smarter. She did not try to become Americanized overnight. She kept her accent, her elegance, her emotional delivery, and even her Mediterranean sensibility. In an entertainment industry where people often try way too hard to fit in, that authenticity stood out. Why American audiences connected with her music. One of the reasons Giada Valenti found success in America is that her music arrived during a period when many listeners were craving something calmer and more emotional. While pop culture was moving faster and faster, filled with viral trends, loud production, and disposable songs, Giada represented something almost old-fashioned in the best possible way. Her performances often focused on romance, nostalgia, family, and timeless melodies. Those themes resonate deeply with a certain part of the American audience, especially among people who still appreciate classic vocal performances and emotionally driven music. She became particularly popular among Italian-American communities across the United States. Cities like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and parts of Florida have strong Italian-American cultural roots, and many listeners saw in her a bridge between modern America and the Italy remembered by parents or grandparents. At the same time, Giada Valenti was not limited only to Italian-American audiences. Her style appealed to people who enjoy crossover music, classical pop, holiday concerts, and elegant live performances. In many ways, she built a career based less on hype and more on loyalty. Because surviving in the American entertainment industry without constant scandals or viral controversies is honestly pretty rare these days. Some artists dominate social media for 6 months and then disappear completely. Giada instead developed a slower but steadier presence. It is the kind of career where fans return year after year because they feel emotionally attached to the artist herself, not just to one hit song. Her Christmas performances also became an important part of her public image. Holiday music has a surprisingly powerful market in the United States, and singers capable of delivering warmth and emotional sincerity during that season often develop very devoted fan bases. Giada Valenti, the Italian identity she never tried to hide. Some international artists try to erase parts of their background when entering the American market. Giada Valenti took the opposite approach. Her Italian origins remain central to her image, her interviews, and her artistic identity. That choice probably helped her more than people realize. For many Americans, Italy represents elegance, romance, beauty, music, and emotional openness. Giada embodied many of those qualities naturally, without needing exaggerated marketing campaigns. She presented herself with sophistication but also with warmth, avoiding the cold celebrity persona that often dominates the entertainment world. Her accent became part of her charm rather than something to hide. In interviews and public appearances, she spoke with the confidence of someone comfortable with her own identity. That confidence matters because audiences can usually tell when a performer is pretending to be something they're not. Italian culture itself has always carried strong symbolic power in the United States. From Frank Sinatra to The Godfather, Italian identity became deeply woven into American popular imagination. Giada Valenti entered that cultural space in a very different way compared to earlier generations. She was not selling caricatures or mafia stereotypes. Instead, she represented a softer and more contemporary image of Italian femininity and artistry. Her performances often highlighted emotional storytelling, rather than technical excess. Even when singing classic songs, she focused more on atmosphere than vocal acrobatics. That approach made her accessible to audiences who simply wanted to feel something authentic for a few minutes. In many interviews, Giada has also spoken about gratitude, family values, and personal resilience. Those themes continue to resonate strongly in parts of America where traditional values still hold emotional importance. And honestly, there is something refreshing about an artist who does not constantly chase controversy just to stay relevant online. Success in America without becoming a tabloid celebrity. One fascinating aspect of Giada Valenti's career is the way she achieved recognition without relying on scandal culture. Modern entertainment often rewards chaos. Social media algorithms push outrage, conflict, and constant self-exposure. Giada followed a completely different route. Her public image remained relatively private and controlled. Instead of oversharing every detail of her life online, she cultivated an aura of elegance and distance that now feels almost rare. In a weird way, that mystery probably increased her appeal. American audiences sometimes become exhausted by celebrities who constantly appear in drama-filled headlines. Giada represented the opposite energy. Her career focused primarily on performances, live concerts, emotional connection, and artistic consistency. That does not mean her path was easy. Building a career in the United States as a foreign artist comes with enormous pressure. The American entertainment market is brutally competitive. Thousands of singers arrive every year hoping to make it big, but only a tiny percentage manage to establish a stable audience. Giada's success seems to come less from explosive fame and more from endurance. She built trust with audiences over time. That kind of longevity may not always generate sensational headlines, but it often creates more sustainable careers. Many artists become famous fast and disappear even faster. Giada instead developed a reputation for professionalism and reliability. Promoters, audiences, and television networks value that stability more than people think. There is also an important psychological element here. Audiences often project emotional comfort onto performers like her. Her music feels familiar, emotionally safe, and nostalgic. In uncertain periods, people are naturally drawn toward artists who create that atmosphere. Giada Valenti's private life and public curiosity. Like many artists who maintain a relatively reserved public image, Giada Valenti has generated curiosity precisely because she does not reveal everything. Fans naturally become interested in the personal lives of performers they admire, especially when those artists project emotional warmth and romantic sensitivity through their music. However, Giada has generally maintained a careful balance between public visibility and personal privacy. Unlike celebrities who transform every relationship into content, she has avoided turning her private life into a constant media spectacle. That approach may seem unusual in today's hyper-digital culture, but it aligns perfectly with her artistic identity. Her image relies heavily on sincerity and elegance, and excessive exposure could easily damage that perception. There is also a cultural factor involved. Many Italian artists traditionally maintain stricter boundaries between public and private life compared to modern American influencer culture. In Italy, celebrity status historically carried a different rhythm. Artists were often expected to preserve a certain dignity and separation from everyday gossip. But part of Giada's appeal comes from the fact that audiences can focus primarily on her music instead of constantly analyzing tabloid headlines. In an era dominated by parasocial obsession and online overexposure, that restraint almost feels rebellious. At the same time, her interviews occasionally reveal glimpses of a deeply emotional and reflective personality. She often speaks about gratitude, perseverance, beauty, memory, and the importance of emotional authenticity. Those themes likely reflect her real worldview more than any flashy celebrity branding campaign ever could. What could the future hold for Giada Valenti? Predicting the future of the entertainment industry is almost impossible now. Trends move insanely fast, streaming platforms constantly change audience habits, and younger generations consume music differently compared to even 10 years ago. Yet artists like Giada Valenti occupy a unique position because they are not entirely dependent on viral culture. Her audience values emotional continuity rather than constant novelty. That gives her a certain stability many younger performers actually lack. There are several possible directions her career could continue exploring. One possibility involves expanding even further into international touring and theatrical performances. Audiences looking for elegant live music experiences still represent a strong market, particularly among mature listeners. Another potential path could involve collaborations with orchestras, crossover musicians, or holiday television specials. Streaming platforms may also create new opportunities. Nostalgic and emotionally driven music has recently experienced renewed popularity online, especially among listeners seeking calmer and more meaningful content. In a digital environment overloaded with noise, artists who provide emotional clarity can unexpectedly find new relevance. There is also growing American fascination with European lifestyle culture, especially Italian aesthetics. Food, language, travel, fashion, and Mediterranean identity continue to attract enormous interest in the United States. Giada Valenti naturally fits within that cultural fascination without appearing artificial. If she continues balancing authenticity with careful adaptation to modern media, her audience could remain remarkably loyal for many years. Final thoughts. Why Giada Valenti's story still matters. The story of Giada Valenti is interesting not because it follows the standard celebrity narrative, but because it quietly avoids it. She did not become famous through controversy. She did not reinvent herself every 6 months chasing algorithms. She did not build her identity around constant provocation or online chaos. Instead, she relied on emotional connection, artistic consistency, and cultural authenticity. In many ways, her career reflects an older idea of success. One based on patience, trust, and gradual recognition rather than instant virality. For American audiences, Giada Valenti represents something emotionally comforting. An image of Italy connected to elegance, romance, warmth, and timeless music. But beyond cultural symbolism, she also represents a broader lesson about authenticity in modern entertainment. People can sense when an artist is genuine. That does not mean every listener will become a fan. But authenticity creates loyalty in a way manufactured marketing rarely achieves. Giada's career demonstrates that there is still space in America for performers who move at their own pace and remain connected to their roots. And honestly, that feels pretty refreshing in a culture where everybody seems to be chasing the next viral moment 24/7. Post views 131.